Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne. Chapter 6, in which Eeyore has a birthday and gets two presents. Piglet lay there, wondering what had happened. At first he thought that the whole world had blown up, and then he thought that perhaps only the forest part of it had, and then he thought that perhaps only he had, and he was now alone in the moon or somewhere, and would never see Christopher Robin or Pooh or Eeyore again. And then he thought,
"Well, even if I'm in the moon, I needn't be face downwards all the time."
So he got cautiously up and looked about him. He was still in the forest.
"Well, that's funny,"
he thought.
"I wonder what that bang was. I couldn't have made such a noise just falling down. And where's my balloon? And what's that small piece of damp rag doing?"
It was the balloon.
"Oh, dear," said Piglet. "Oh, dear, oh, deary, deary, dear. Well, it's too late now. I can't go back, and I haven't another balloon, and perhaps Eeyore doesn't like balloons so very much."
So he trotted on, rather sadly now, and down he came to the side of the stream where Eeyore was, and called out to him.
"Good morning, Eeyore," shouted Piglet.
"Good morning, little Piglet," said Eeyore. "If it is a good morning," he said, "which I doubt," said he. "Not that it matters," he said.
"Many happy returns of the day," said Piglet,
having now got closer. Eeyore stopped looking at himself in the stream and turned to stare at Piglet.
"Just say that again," he said.
"Many happy—"
"Wait a moment."
Balancing on three legs, he began to bring his fourth leg very cautiously up to his ear.
"I did this yesterday,"
he explained as he fell down for the third time.
"It's quite easy. It's so as I can hear better. There, that's done it. Now then, what were you saying?"
He pushed his ear forward with his hoof.
"Many happy returns of the day," said Piglet again.
"Meaning me?"
"Of course, Eeyore."
"My birthday?"
"Yes."
"Me having a real birthday?"
"Yes, Eeyore, and I've brought you a present."
Eeyore took down his right hoof from his right ear, turned round, and with great difficulty put up his left hoof.
"I must have that in the other ear," he said. "Now then."
"A present," said Piglet very loudly.
"Meaning me again?"
"Yes."
"My birthday still?"
"Of course, Eeyore."
"Me going on having a real birthday?"
"Yes, Eeyore, and I brought you a balloon."
"Balloon?" said Eeyore. "You did say balloon. One of those big colored things you blow up. Gaiety, song, and dance. Here we are and there we are."
"Yes, but I'm afraid. I'm very sorry, Eeyore. But when I was running along to bring it to you, I fell down."
"Dear, dear, how unlucky. You ran too fast, I expect. You didn't hurt yourself, little Piglet?"
"No, but Eeyore, I burst the balloon."
There was a very long silence.
"My balloon?"
said Eeyore at last. Piglet nodded.
"My birthday balloon?"
"Yes, Eeyore," said Piglet, sniffing a little. "Here it is, with many happy returns of the day."
And he gave Eeyore the small piece of damp rag.
"Is this it?"
said Eeyore, a little surprised. Piglet nodded.
"My present?"
Piglet nodded again.
"The balloon?"
"Yes."
"Thank you, Piglet," said Eeyore. You don't mind my asking, he went on, but what color was this balloon when it was a balloon?
Red.
I just wondered. Red, he murmured to himself. My favorite color. How big was it?
About as big as me.
I just wondered. About as big as Piglet, he said to himself sadly. My favorite size. Well, well.
Piglet felt very miserable and didn't know what to say. He was still opening his mouth to begin something and then deciding that it wasn't any good saying that when he heard a shout from the other side of the river, and there was Pooh.
Many happy returns of the day,
called out Pooh, forgetting that he had said it already.